Hey everyone, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and if you're listening to this, chances are you're someone who craves a little peace in the chaos. We live in a world that constantly bombards us with information, demands, and expectations. It's easy to get swept up in it all and lose sight of ourselves, right? That's where self-love and self-acceptance come in. Your secret weapons for navigating this crazy ride. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-love? Isn't that a bit fluffy? Trust me, it's anything but. It's about recognizing your worth, embracing your imperfections, and treating yourself with the same kindness and compassion you'd offer to a dear friend. So, how do we actually put this into practice? Today we're diving into some simple yet powerful ways to cultivate self-love and self-acceptance in your everyday life. Ready to tap out of that inner critic and embrace the awesome person you already are? Let's go. First up, ditch the comparison game. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and everyone seems to be living their best lives while you're stuck in a pile of laundry? Yeah, it happens to the best of us. But remember, social media is curated perfection, not reality. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your wins, big or small, and let go of the need to measure yourself against others. You're unique, amazing, and exactly where you need to be. Next, practice self-care, but not just the spa day kind, although those are great. It's about making choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think. Getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, moving your body in ways that feel good, spending time in nature, engaging in activities that bring you joy, whether it's reading, painting, playing music, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. Speaking of joy, make time for things that light you up. Ever felt like you're just going through the motions? Schedule time each week for activities that truly excite you, even if it's just for 30 minutes. It could be anything. Learning a new skill, catching up with friends, exploring a new part of your city, or finally starting that creative project you've been putting off. Let's talk about boundaries, those invisible lines we set to protect our energy and well-being. Saying no isn't selfish, it's essential. Learn to recognize when you need space, time for yourself, or a break from commitments. Setting healthy boundaries allows you to prioritize your needs and invest in what truly matters. And finally, be kind to yourself, always. We all make mistakes, stumble along the way, and have moments of doubt. That's perfectly normal. Treat yourself with the same understanding and compassion you would offer a loved one. Remember, growth happens outside of your comfort zone. So embrace the challenges and celebrate every step forward. All right, let's paint a picture. Imagine you're heading into a big presentation at work. Your palms are sweaty, your heart is racing, and that inner critic is whispering doubts in your ear. You might be tempted to criticize yourself, spiral into negativity, or even cancel the whole thing. But hold on, let's apply some self-love here. Instead of getting caught up in fear, take a few deep breaths. Acknowledge those feelings. It's okay to feel nervous. Then, remind yourself of your strengths, your preparation, and the value you bring to the table. Visualize success. Focus on delivering your best, and remember, even if things don't go perfectly, you're still worthy, capable, and learning. So, there you have it. 5 simple ways to start practicing self-love and self-acceptance today. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the wins, and keep showing up for yourself with kindness and compassion. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your favorite ways to practice self-love? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or tag me on social media, Tap Out Podcast. And remember, stay tuned for more tips and insights on navigating life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Until next time, keep tapping out of overstimulation and into a world of peace, purpose, and self-love.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.